Protesting in Britain, London. Once again, thousands of people took to the streets of London to voice their fury at Donald Trump's racist travel ban, this time gathering at the US Embassy and marching to Downing Street on the 4th of February. And once again, Socialist Party members were out in force to argue for a socialist alternative to the racist, sexist billionaire and the rotten system of capitalism he represents. Homemade banners abounded, expressing all the issues people were angry about, including war and the environment. While everyone agreed with the anti-racist message from the official platform, calling for unity and defending refugees, we found a significant number of people looking for more. Lots of people wanted to know how a movement can be built, not just more demos but what next. We talked about the potential for student walkouts and workers' strikes. We talked about the necessity of demands that can unite all sections of the working class, for jobs and homes, for decent pay and against austerity. Many people wanted to say more than just dump Trump, and donated money for our placard saying socialism not Trumpism. Big numbers of school and college students were on the demo, and the socialist students team boldly approached as many as possible with the idea of walking out on day X, whenever Donald Trump steps foot in Britain. Paula Mitchell leads. On the third Leeds anti-Trump protest in 2 weeks, 1,000 people gathered in Victoria Gardens to listen to speakers before marching through the city centre, growing in number as we went. Socialist Party member Amy Cowson spoke about the link between oppression and class, explaining how prejudice finds its root in and is promoted by capitalism. She called for plans to organize beyond demonstrations, including socialist students' proposed school and college walkout on the day Trump comes to Britain. Over 50 young people signed up to support this. James Ellis, Worcestershire. There was an uplifting feeling of solidarity in Worcester as 100 of us came out to demonstrate outside the Guildhall against Trump. Protesters as young as 7 took to the megaphone against his outrageous ban on travel, the refugee plan and his ridiculous wall. Calvin Fowler, Birmingham. For the second time in a week, on the 4th of February, hundreds of Brummies turned out to protest against Donald Trump's Muslim ban and the prospect of him being invited to the UK for a state visit. Gathering in front of Waterstones, the 500-strong protest then took off on a march, which was filmed, applauded, and saluted with raised fists by shoppers. Several of them even joined in as the demo made its way around the city centre. Socialist Party member Corinthia Ward addressed the crowd, explaining the need for a united, working-class fight back against Trump and the capitalist system that he represents. Over 20 people left their details to find out about joining the Socialist Party. Nick Hart, Harrogate. The Harrogate protest against Trump may have been organized by a veteran peace activist, but it was young people who dominated the event on the 2nd of February. Several school students spoke, expressing their opposition to Trump's racist, sexist and homophobic agenda. Ian Dalton, on behalf of the Socialist Party, highlighted that this AMA hoped that linking up with Trump would strengthen her, but it could turn out to be her Achilles heel. Ian called for further protests on the 20th of February when the 2 million strong petition calling for a cancellation of Trump's state visit is debated in Parliament. He also called for students to organize and walk out on day X, the day of Trump's visit, if it goes ahead. Many students pledged to do this. Harrogate Socialist Party members